meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the New Brahmin Generation panel call on the 30th of February 2019. In the call, we have Akshat, Kudip, Nehar, Pavanaja, Shanmugam, Ajay, Pitinam, and Samad. Over to you, Dr. Ajay. If you would like to say a few words,
thank you everyone for joining. Patinan, can I request you to please start the agenda? And we shall obviously have only 2 points because there is nothing much. Any step-wise, if there is something else which you require from the community and is something pending from our side so that we can move further in those directions and send it to IP for closure. That's my intent today.
Okay, sure.
So basically, you will have to participate in that and tell us that what you require more in each script, and the respective leader can say whatever is pending and when it is going to happen. Then we can move further. Is that fine?
Of course. Of course.
Okay, please go ahead.
All right, so I'll do that. So the first one, Devanagri, may I request Akshat to address the 2 points mentioned by Dr. Ajay. Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Pitinan. Am I audible clearly?
Yes, clearly.
Okay, great. On the Devanagari front, actually, post the public comment process, we had gotten a feedback about a particular variant thing, and that made us add 5 to 6 variant pairs to the Devanagari proposal post the public comment process. And we did that, and the subsequent documents were sent to the integration panel. However, it should be noted at this point that the Devanagari LGR was already quite heavy in terms of various rules and the number of code points and the number of languages it deals with. And each of the code points and each of the languages involved in the Devanagari LGR brings in its own set of flavors and thereby its own set of rules. So these new set of variants necessitated some additional rules to be put into the LGR XML, and those were added. However, there is always a conflict in terms of understanding about the context rule for a variant pair and the context rule for the additional sequence that we add into the LGR, and whether we should add a separate rule for it given the condition that the constituting code points already have a set of rules imposed on top of them and everything. So we did add the rules as per our understanding of the overall XML. However, obviously, and I should say that Pitinan helped me add that those rules into the XML. However, once that went to IP, IP had quite a sizable feedback on top of that. And so there are some things on which I need to consult with Pitinan, obviously, for some of the rules to be modified. And if need be, we might need to go back to IP on some of the clarifications specifically related to the Devanagari LGR. And at the end of that process, we'll be able to finalize the Devanagari LGR. So I'm still working on it, I guess we should be able to finalize that by the next Wednesday or something, because this weekend is blocked. So I'm saying by next Wednesday, we should be able to have the final copy from our side on the Devanagari LGR front. That's all from my side on Devanagari LGR. If anybody has some comments, I'll wait.
Speaking in, so what is the next step for us now?
For the Devanagari, so after finalizing this set of IP feedback, then we will chat back again with the IP, and hopefully that will be the final round, which is going to be integrated phase.
Okay, so do we have the timelines for that? Any?
as Akshat mentioned,
so we are looking at 20th of February.
Okay. 20th of February. Okay. Since it is the heaviest document, pertinent, so let us try to match that date for everything and see if we are able to achieve that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Okay.
Let's move next.
Okay. The next one, Pujavati, I will request Akshat again. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Gujarati document didn't have a lot of feedback on it. There were some minor editorial changes that were required, and I have finished doing those, and I have just recently shared the updated and final of the Gujarati LGR. If that goes through to the through IP, I guess we already have a final Gujarati LGR with us now. So I already sent the final copy from my side to the NBGP mailing list. If you want, I can go through the details of the feedback that was received, but most of them were editorial, and those were all done. Probably now that I'm looking at some of the suggestions where we were asked to change the MSR, the reference to MSR from MSR to MSR3, I'm thinking we might have to again upgrade everything to MSR4 given Dr. Sarma's recent mail that MSR4 has already come into the picture. So I'm not sure what to be done about that. That was one. And then there was additional text which was proposed for all the script LGRs to be added, which tells how the public comment process was completed and what was the action taken. That text has also been added to the Gujarati LGR. That's all from my side on the Gujarati LGR front at this point.
Pitinan, is it not a problem for us that we are going to choose different MSR version for different scripts, or as NBGP, are we not supposed to, or better to keep one version for the entire panel?
Yes, and I have Samad raised hand. I'm not sure, Samad, would you like to come in for that?
Yeah, thank you. So, hello everybody. Just short comment, since MSR4 is out, so I actually just emailed everybody as well that we should make MSR the reference-based document for all the proposals, since all of them are now going out. There is actually no change in the repertoire for Neo Brahmi, all the Neo Brahmi scripts, so there's no reanalysis needed. It's only that basically just the reference to MSR4, MSR needs to be updated to MSR4 in the proposal document, and then the XML also needs to be updated. Those are two minor changes which need to be done, and because all the proposals, when they are finalized, they need to refer to the latest version of MSR available. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. You gave a good news and a bad news together. So I am very happy with this thought of no changes is required. We can, of course, change the documents with that. I was worried that if we have to do the entire analysis again on each script, that is going to be like reopening the entire Pandora box. But great, it is, we are at that level. So I think we can change this by just sending an email and requesting, which I understand from you is wherever MSR 2.0 is written, we have to just write 4.0. Is that correct?
Right. And also
We have to, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Samin?
Yes, so we, sorry, Kavanagar, just follow up to the comment quickly. So yes, we can change. From ICANN side, we can also, I can update both the text and the reference in both the document and in the final XML. Okay, and then
great.
We have power.
Thank you, Patinan, for that.
Hello, can I come in?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I just quickly went to the MSR 4. Section 5.3 says zero with joiner, non-joiner, no change. And it is, I don't know whether it's a good or bad. Good in the sense we can simply move ahead with our existing LGRs. Bad in the sense, but we wanted them.
So great. We will move with the existing LGR and wait for the dream run. Okay. So, Pratinan, go back to the track. What are the next steps? And let's move in the next date also. That 20th is one date where we should have all the scripts getting finalized from our side.
Okay. So, for the Gujarati, the updated one is already sent by Akshat via the mailing list. So, I will capture that one, update MSR 4, and be ready by the 20th. Okay.
Yeah.
And the next one... Yes, is Kurumki. I don't see the excuse from Dr. Lehal, but I have been working with Dr. Lehal on Kurumki last week. So now all the small changes is already done. I will also update the version to MSR 4 as well, and it should be done by 20th as well. So that's the update for Kurumki.
Thank you, Patinan. Thank you. Let's move further.
Okay. And then the next Kannada, may I request Pavanaja, please?
Hello. Actually, anything much. Kannada, I think it's ready, nothing much to be done, all already.
Right. Yes, just to add on that point, so from the last call, we also discussed Kannada and all the change, it will be finalized with my side, and I will update the MSR as well by 20th.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. For Telugu, I'm not sure. Do we have? So I don't see Professor or Ganga here. So let's move on to the next one first, and I will manage to reach out to them. Veena Malayalam, I don't see her on the line yet. Let's move to Tamil. So, Professor Shanmugam, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm audible. Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, all. It's, after so long, we are meeting. It's a good thing to meet all of you. The current status of Tamil is like whatever the comments I have received from IP that has been amended, but I still want to discuss the one major point, Dr. Sarmar, regarding, I hope so, he might be having the mail that that he sent to me, which conveyed all the IP review of Tamil NCR, so that I can discuss further. Dr. Sarmar, if you don't mind, can you open the mail that has been sent to me?
Sure. Just give me a second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we are on the phone.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, see, the thing is, the very first point which has been made by IP is a little skeptical to me because I have no idea about this no-mix rule because it was not introduced to this NPGP before I had. No script has followed this. They are talking about the allocatable variant where there could be some chances of permutations of two different Shree combinations can be used in one single level. For that, they are saying that has to be documented in a proper way, or else we'll have to go with no mix rule, which is yet to be finalized or yet to be implemented. So, can you please elaborate what exactly it is? So, you want me to, or we'll have to wait for the no mix rule to be released or something like that?
So, I think what the IP suggested was that. Since there are two ways you could write Shree, they are saying that if there are more than one of these code point sequences in a label, they must be either one form or the other form. You shouldn't be able to mix one form and the other form within a single label unless you think that that may actually be needed. So I guess the first question is that if you had two times in a label, would you always type it one way in that label both times, or is it a possibility that you can mix the two ways of writing within the single label?
I don't think so. The latter will have more chance because people generally, these kind of things are happening depending on their keyboard interfaces. It depends on what kind of keyboard interface they use. So most of them are habituated one way and few of them are habituated with the second way. So I'm seeing the possibilities of having mixed is very less.
Right. So in that case, IP was suggesting that instead of creating if you have two ways of writing Siri and it comes twice in a label, there it makes it four variants. Because you have version one, they've explained that in the email. And basically, what they're saying is that we can reduce the number of variants by writing a rule which says that if a label has more than one, if the label has both the versions of Siri, then it should be blocked or it should not be valid. Only the ones which are consistently use either one version or the other one should be allowed. So they are saying that if that is the case, then there is a no mix rule which was implemented by Arabic generation panel. So, so just to give you example where this was used, in Arabic there was a K sound, kaf or K, and there are two K's in Arabic. There's one which is used in Arabic language, and then there is one which is used, for example, in Persian language. So the Arabic language keyboard people will only type the Arabic K, and the Persian ones will only type the Persian K. So there is no reason to, and since both the K's are allowed, there's an unlikely chance that one user will type within a same label one, if there are two K's, one Arabic language K and one Persian language K. That's an unlikely scenario. So basically what the Arabic generation panel did was they wrote a rule which said that either a label should contain all the Arabic language K's or all the Persian level K's, but they should not be able to mix the two K's in a single label. And I think what they're saying is you should do a similar rule for Tamil where either people type one kind of Siri within a label or the other, but they should not be able to switch and mix those two types. And you are actually confirming that is not a requirement for Tamil to mix. So I think what IP is saying is please implement the no mix rule.
So this has to be implemented in the WLE things, right? Not the WLE. Yes. So the XML will also get changed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'll refer this Arabic document. So if you could share that, then I'll be.
I actually already shared the link to you with you.
Yeah.
So if you look at my email and if you look at the Arabic proposal.
Yes, I'll go through it.
And, so we don't need to discuss the details here. If you like any help with it, we can arrange a separate call and we can go through it and I can explain you the details.
Yeah, but I'm still yet to receive your mail. Which mail ID you have used? Because I left SIDA, so I have given my Gmail ID.
So I'm talking about the same mail which I sent with IP feedback.
Okay.
So So if you read the portion, if you read the text which I wrote before the IP feedback, I've already shared the link to the Arabic proposal in that mail. So I already actually shared, anticipating that you may need it, I shared that link with you already.
Yes, I'll go through it. And just one more question regarding the same. Like, when you talked about this Arabic script as well as the Persian, both of them are different languages, but they use the same script, right? So,
yeah.
In that way, you can implement the code mix, means the no mix rule and all, but Tamil is being used as a single script only to represent Tamil language.
No, the rule is not based on languages. The rule is based on code points. So it doesn't really matter whether it's used by different languages or not, as long as there are two different code points which shouldn't be mixed in a script-based LGR, you can reuse the same rule.
Yeah, and one more thing is our LGR tool has all the rules, like since we are considering both of them as an allocatable variant, and both of them are already allowed in Tamil. So, what kind of problem the LGR tool will be facing while handling the variant? Because they are already programmed and validated by the LGR tool.
Well, the LGR procedure. Sorry,
not able to hear you.
Hello.
Kankaji, can you press
pass?
All right, let's...
Hello, Chitinan, I'm able to hear you.
Yes, but when you are not speaking, please press star 6 on your phone.
Okay, I will do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so... sorry, could you repeat your comment, Shanmugam, so that I can respond?
Yeah, I was talking about the LGR tool validation, which validates the label, because we have already considered this both three characters as an allocatable variant. So that what I was thinking is already it is handled by the LGR tool. If somebody mix both trees in single label, that can also be validated by the existing LGR tool. So I'm seeing what kind of challenges arise while doing this. In general, it is already implemented, so I'm not...
Yes.
Yeah.
I can explain you the reason.
Yep.
So basically, the LGR procedure requires that we minimize the allocatable variants and maximize blocked variants. That's a design principle based on conservatism, and it's explicitly asked for. And so in this particular case, it is very clear that two of the four variants which are generated are actually not going to be used. And therefore, we need to add a rule to minimize the allocatable variants by introducing this no-mix rule. So the motivation is behind this is to minimize the allocatable variants as per requirement of the LGR procedure.
Okay, to stop the kind of permutation.
Exactly. So it will only allow two of the four to be allocatable, and the other two, which are mixing the two kind of series, will actually become blocked.
Okay. Then I'll go through this Arabic proposal and do the necessary changes to Tamil document as well. And this is the status of the Tamil. According to the current status, I have already done whatever the things have been suggested by IP, and the recent text which was already which was proposed to be added. And the fourth chapter that has also added. And now, since the MSR4 news has come just before sometime, so that is pending from my side, along with this no-mix rule thing. So I'll be able to share the document well before 20th. I'll be able to do it in a couple of days after going through this Arabic document.
And please feel free to reach out to us if you need any, if you need to discuss this, the Arabic case further, we would be more than happy to help.
Yeah, definitely, because I think Pithiran is taking care of my XML conversions, and also she would be working more on that. So whenever it is needed, definitely we'll ping you and we'll get in touch with you, Samir. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Shanmugam. All right, let's move to the next one. Oriya, so could you please? We cannot hear you. Could you try speaking?
It's not on mute as well.
Yes, Petranan.
Yes, I think Kudip has. Kudip, please try to reconnect if you can hear us. No, we cannot hear you.
I can't hear anything from Kudip. Petranan, can you co-dial him instead of re-dialing him?
Sure. He also just updated in the that all the comments from the IP has been updated. Proposes text for NBGP methodology after public comment, and he is reviewing MSR4 and will be sharing. So that's the status he shared in the chat box. Okay, so Kudip, please try to reconnect.
That's just to add to that, I think Kudip has already shared an updated version on the new Brahmi GP list. So the updated version is actually available. As he's saying, he will circulate another version after incorporating the MSR 40.
Okay. Okay, so could it confirm? All right, so I will move on to the next one, Malayalam. So Veena just informed us that he cannot join today.
Can we hold for Malayalam, Petranan? Are we okay with the timelines of Conscious for each step now? Any deviation?
For the 20th?
Deviation?
So far,
I could not hear him.
Oh, okay. Could you commit to send in the next version by 20th? Okay, could it confirm?
Okay, done. That's no further.
Okay. All right, so I'll update for the Oriya because I've been working with Veena last week around Wednesday. She has shared the updated document incorporating IP feedback on the NBGP list and plan to send over to the IP by the end of the week. We have not received further comment, so we are planning to move forward. However, Samad found some discrepancy between the XML and proposal, so I will fix that, and that will be done by the 20th as well. So that's about it for Malayalam status. Do you have
further
questions?
This is Samad. Can I come in?
Yes, please.
Right, so I actually want to share that Malayalam proposal is one cycle behind the other proposal from my understanding, which means that Malayalam will actually, when it goes in this time, it will actually need to go through the cycle which other proposals went through a few weeks back, because at that time Malayalam was not submitted. I guess it will be useful for all of us if we can potentially get Malayalam proposals sooner than 20th, so that we can maybe try to catch up to the 20th February timeline for the second pass as well, or actually soon after. If that is easily possible, that's something NBGB could consider. Thank you.
Sure, Sama. So for following up on that, because of the XML discrepancy thing, I will be checking with that with Vina, and hopefully we can share with NBGP in a few days. So it should not be by Saturday. We should be able to share to the NBGP list, and if the NBGP can confirm via the mailing list, then we can submit probably by Sunday. So I would request kindly confirm if you see the mail from Vina or me that the Malayalam proposal can move forward. Thank you. Okay, then let's move to the next one, Telugu. We have Ganga, so Ganga, please share your updates and press star 6 again to unmute your line. Thank you. Ganga, if you are speaking, we cannot hear you. Okay, please go ahead. I still cannot hear. Okay, let's wait a few minutes. Let me try to connect with him on WhatsApp. Ganga, sorry, we cannot hear you. I text you on WhatsApp. What did I text you? Ganga is typing something in WhatsApp, so let's see. But in the meantime, I would like to update that Professor Udaya said he cannot join the meeting now, but he can join at 6:30. So I'm not sure, would we like to try to call him now, or we schedule for Bangla update for the other time, or if Dr. Jay has some update, please let us know.
Yeah, I think we will have to wait for Bangla for the time. And for that, we need to have Professor Udaya online. Then only we can do that. And some developments are going on. We already know that. So let us wait for that.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So Ganga update via the WhatsApp group, saying last time he spoke with Professor Lau, Professor was in Hyderabad, and anything in the proposal should already be in place. So that's the update. I will also check again and probably inform everybody via the mailing list. And if it cannot make it by the 20th, I will let you know as soon as possible, but it should be okay.
Okay, so we have an alignment for all the day, everyone's good for the day.
Right now we have all the proposal date alignment except for Malayalam. But if we can share the Malayalam before 20th, probably it can be finalized with the same rhythm as others as well.
Great. So what else? Anything else for the day?
That's all on the agenda.
Anything, Sarma, you would like to add at the end before we finish?
No, nothing more from my side. The reason we are aiming for an early proposal is the, early date is that we wanted to see if we can finalize all these things and announce LGR3 before ICANN meeting in Japan, which is coming up in early March. If we can try to meet this deadline, we can still try to finalize LGR3 before Kobe. I'll communicate the date 20th February to integration panel as well, so that they can start preparing, and we look forward to the proposals by that time. Thank you.
Great. Before we end, may I request Pitinan to please send a follow-up email on our mailing list on 18th. So that everybody is reminded for the date, and we move in that direction. Is that fine?
Of course, I'll do.
Or I can do that. I can do that.
Either way works. Just let me know. Yep. And we have Shanmugam raised hand.
Yeah. Okay. Please, Shanmugam, go ahead.
Actually, I was waiting for Dr. Samad's reply. I got it. So I just wanted to know what time would be the possible time for him to attend this call for tomorrow regarding this no-mix rule. So I was waiting for his reply, but luckily I got it now. That was my question. Thank you.
I could not really understand what Shanmugam said. The voice was breaking. Can you please repeat it for me?
Of course. Dr. Shanmugam and Samad is setting up the time for a call tomorrow to discuss the updating XML based on the Arabic example. Yeah. So they already set the time at 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Great. And in the meantime, can you also please schedule a call for Bangla so that we can have a call for Bangla maybe tomorrow or day after? And the Bangla community, Bangla team, so that we have some update around that also.
Sure. So I will request the time from Professor Udaya, and I'll set the time accordingly. Would it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's fine. Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for joining, and we can close the call for the next call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.